ていただいて、もう一人が、
はい、
一番取り出す。
Oh, hello. What was I going to do? Oh, yeah, I was going to do this thing. I'm going to talk about porn a little bit later on. Really original material for stand-up. But there's one aspect of porn like kind of that really, really disturbs me, which is incest porn. I don't find that kind of particularly exciting. And I think one of the reasons for that is that when I look at porn, I want to look at something that I kind of, I'd like to do. And if I ever accidentally see incest porn, I always just think, isn't Christmas awkward enough? I checked that I could say this next joke with my wife earlier on. So, because I think some people look at me, they think, oh, this is an old man, right? Are old men allowed to do jokes about sex? Are old men allowed to have sex these days? Because one of the things that I've noticed about the whole kind of Me Too thing is that, like, built into the whole Me Too thing is, not you, Grandad. So, yes, men my age are still allowed to have sex, but it's a bit like a rural bus service. You only get to go to town once a week, if you're lucky. And it's mostly old ladies. So, like, I am 50, and sometimes I see kind of open mic comics who are, like, you know, in their early 20s, and they've got more sexual experience than me. Which is kind of, women have, on the whole, been a bit of a mystery to me. And I was reading this book called What Women Want, right? Freud's famous question, what do women want? That was the puzzle. And somebody done some actual experiments on women to find out what they wanted, which is quite interesting. Using this amazing instrument called a plethysmograph. We all know what that is, don't we? This is the thing that basically finds out how excited you are sexually. So there's a version for men, and there's a version for ladies, which looks a lot like a test tube, you can imagine. And basically, so what this scientist, those crazy scientists, did was they showed all sorts of porn to straight women and straight men and gay women and gay men. They showed them naked ladies, all in favour of that, men on men, women and men, you know, kind of a vanilla stuff. And then here was like the kind of joker in the pack, bonobo monkeys having sex. Right, so I don't know if you know a lot of bonobo monkeys. They have a lot of sex, right? Bonobo monkeys have a lot of sex. So the interesting thing about this was that kind of, oh, and another one I forgot. So it's like a naked hunky man, a really hunky man, but with a limp noodle, right? So kind of, he's hunky, but he's not excited about anything. And so they showed all these pictures to like different kinds of people of different orientations, and the gay guys and the straight guys, they got excited by pretty much what you'd expect, right? So, like, girl on girl, they're pretty excited by that. Naked ladies, they like that. Naked men with naked men, they're not so interested. The hunky guy with a limp noodle, not interested. Bonobo monkeys, what the fuck are you doing? What did I sign up for, right? You know, because they're not interested, right? Straight women, what do you think they got excited by? Absolutely everything, including the bonobos, right? But not the guy, the hunky guy with a limp noodle. I don't know what it means, I'm just telling you. Right? So part of what it means is, there's this concept that, so like if you're a boy, right, if you're a man, your sexuality gets pretty fixed very, very early. Thanks. Thank God. Very, very early in your life, right? Your sexuality gets fixed very early in life. So for me, like, I saw Alison Brie's Nick at the age of 4. I was pretty much sold on the whole idea of being straight, right? Little did I know. But kind of like for women, it kind of keeps floating around. It's called sexual plasticity. And what that really means is, after a certain age, they'd just rather have a dildo. Thank you very much. Good night.
Good night, everyone. I'm not going to say anything.